RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
As technology has made advances in so many parts of our lives, including many medical advances, especially in diagnostic, there still are many sectors of our health and well-being that have become worse and have declined. Do we point the finger at processed foods and stress or pollution, pesticides, digestive disorders, inoculations, unhealthy living? Many of these are being talked about every single day. And I think we're still out on exactly where these things are actually mounting up and how many of them are combining to give us an outcome where our immune systems and so many health conditions are getting worse. Today we're going to be talking about the topic of autism. It's going to be something that's going to be very interesting, very educational, and very enlightening for many people. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American Probiotic Industry, and Kristen Selby Gonzalez. Kristen has given lectures worldwide, educating thousands throughout the years on different strategies to help children on the autism spectrum. In addition to her trainings and certifications, Kristen brings her own experience as a mother of a child on the spectrum. As of September 2012, Kristen works at the Autism Hope Alliance, where she is now serving as president and chairman. Natasha, it is something that is talked about a lot today, and more than ever before, as the statistics are starting to become, the statistics are diminishing, which means that the problem is getting worse. And it's kind of a scary situation, especially for parents and of course, for the children that are going through this autism, you know, health situation.
Absolutely, Jeff. Look, let me tell you that confusion abounds because the microbiota and the use of probiotics to fix that microbiota in compromised children is a very confusing topic because we have no standards and we don't really understand what the cause is. And we keep pointing fingers. It's like the 22 blind man mm-hmm. filling the elephant. But the issue is that it's that brain-gut relationship that is at the heart of the matter. And if the both parents and grandparents on both sides of the children's tree haven't compromised with their GI issues, autism or other brain dysfunction will manifest somewhere down the line because that's transferred from a parent to the child and to the preceding generations. So we have to get much more serious in understanding what the latest research is and what it's unraveling. And the point is that we now know that that gut-brain relationship is at the heart of this, you know, many problems that we see in children, including autism and attention deficit. Now, just, you know, before we get into our next segment, I want to whet your appetite with this information. The guts, contain about 100 million neurons. And it's more than in either the spinal cord or the peripheral nervous system. And guess what? The founder of the concept of the second brain, Dr. Gershon from Tufts University, he says this process of, you know, breaking down food, absorbing nutrients, and expelling waste involves a physiological process such as chemical processing, mechanical mixing, and rhythmic muscle contractions. And all of this affects us psychologically, which people have failed to understand, that what's going on in our GI tract affects what we think. And this is something that, you know, people just take out of context and don't realize how important it is, because what studies have found that about 90% of the signals passing along the autonomic nervous system don't come from the brain, but from the gut. And until we understand this, we're going to keep trying to throw quick fixes at a very complex issue. The ecology of the gut is very complex. What happens evolutionarily through our parents is very complex. And we now know that autism is not caused by genetics. Because guess what? Genetics don't work that way. That we see from 1970, 1 in 10,000 children afflicted with autism, now to the latest figures from the CDC, 1 in 42. So something is radically wrong here, and we have to understand the gut-brain relationship, the neurons in the gut, and how they're affected by our parents and our gut issues, and how we can really try to unravel this very complex issue.
Well, the thing is, we have to remember that this is an intricate, you know, system that's happening, that were these end results, were these children being diagnosed with autism, we have to take into consideration all the aspects of our life. I mean, prenatal health for the mom, you know, the in vitro health, the after delivery, post delivery health, as well as the environment, the food quality that the mom is eating, the surroundings that they're in, the chemicals and preservatives. I mean, it's a pretty advanced way of thinking that you have to kind of apply to your life today being a parent. And I think there's probably a little bit of overwhelm involved in this.
Yeah, they are overwhelmed because they're getting bits and pieces of information mm-hmm. of people who are just giving their view, or they have an agenda where they're trying to sell a concept. But the problem is that nobody's treating this holistically, that we can't get to the heart of the problem until we start talking about changing the ecology. And you do that, first of all, by diet and proper probiotic supplementation. And if we have no standards on the products that we're selling, how do we know if anything is having an effect, or how these children will react to that effect, because now they've become sensitive to everything? So that's, I think, the purpose of today's show, at least in my mind, to show the complexity of the physiological function of the gut to the psychological function of the brain, that it's really controlled what happens in the gut. And until we start changing our concept of what goes on in the gut and how it affects our brain, we're not going to get to the heart of the matter, and we're going to have tremendous amount of suffering. And my heart, truly my heart and compassion goes out to each and every parent that has to deal with an autistic child.
Wasn't there a time that we used to refer to children as having, you know, a fresh and clean body and a well-tuned digestive system? And, you know, we wish we could go back to when we were young children, when we could digest anything and our immune system worked well. And, you know, those are the ways that we were taught to think years ago. And now we have children being born with dysfunctional digestive systems and immune systems that are suppressed. So they're already starting out with the odds against them.
Absolutely. And this is where what we have to understand, that, you know, as I've said at previous shows, people don't even understand the terminology. They interchange microbiota with the microbiome. So we have to understand really what's going on in our gut and what we need to add to fix that gut, because believe it or not, the microbiome is the word used to describe the sum total of the genetic expression of those 100 trillion bacteria that line your 27 feet of gut. And that genetic expression is 99% of our genetic expression. And our own genes only result in 10% genetic expression in a disease or a health state in our body. So I think common sense just tells us that we better understand the bacteria in our gut and stop just throwing darts on the board and look at a much more holistic approach to dealing with this gut bacteria, starting with the health of the mother and the father, and looking down, you know, the generational tree, who else in our family had gut issues before we even think of conceiving a child.
Do you feel that also it becomes a very heavy burden on the responsibility of the parents, because many times they may live in areas where the medical community may not be supportive, may not be in tune with what's going in? I think that that's something we'll be able to talk about a little bit later with Kristen. So I want to thank everybody for, you know, tuning into this show today. This is a very, very important show. The topic is very, very important, and it is something that you're hearing about. It may enlighten you as to exactly what is, you know, what autism is all about, because I don't think everybody really understands. They know it's a major health situation, but if they or their family or their friends have not been afflicted, it might not be in your sight. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all of my segments, visit my show page at Radio MD. Thank you for listening, and stay well.